The Tasmanian devil is an iconic part of Australian wildlife, and with dramatic reductions in its population making the future of the species worryingly uncertain, a campaign has been working to ensure an enduring and sustainable population can be maintained. This morning we are joined by Dr. Carolyn Hogg, Research Manager of the Australasian Wildlife Genomics Group at the University of Sydney, to discuss the risks facing Tasmanian devils and what needs to be done to save them. Dr. Carolyn, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Jess.
What are the greatest threats facing the Tasmanian devil population?
Well, of course, the main threat that most people will probably know about is the infectious clonal cancer that these devils have. It's called devil facial tumour disease. Usually starts out as a tiny little pimple on the bottom lip or on the nose area of the devils, and then literally just grows and kills them within about 6 months of them getting the disease itself. So we know the disease arose back in 1996, and it's now moved pretty much across most of the state of Tasmania. So we've seen about 80% declines in the population since the disease arose. And now, of course, you've got these very small populations in a pretty fragmented landscape, and so now all the other threatening processes like interactions with dogs, and they're susceptible to roadkill, and small population pressures. So when I say small population, what do I mean? Well, when you live in a very small population and you're not moving around too much because there's too much fragmentation in the landscape, you start suffering from inbreeding. So they're now starting to get quite a suite of different problems, not just the disease.
Wow, how many Tasmanian devils are there left in the wild?
We don't actually know because, of course, they're nocturnal cryptic species. But we do know in the populations that the Tasmanian government have been monitoring for the last 10, 15 years across the state, those populations have seen declines of up to 80%.
Gosh, that's really, really worrying. Really, really worrying. What efforts are being made to save the species?
Well, back in 2003, the Tasmanian government and the Australian federal government came together and set up what they call the Save the Tasmanian Devil program. And so that program was initially tasked with just understanding what the disease was. And the zoo industry joined that program back in 2006, and they started the insurance population. So now we have a very large insurance population held in about 37 zoos across Australia. And then we also have devils on an island, Maria Island, which is off the east coast of Tasmania. That's a population of disease-free animals, and also on a fenced peninsula. And then back in 2015, we started working very closely with the Tasmanian government in helping them make better decisions about who they should release and translocate back to the wild sites where there still is disease, to try and help some gene flow in those populations.
So is that where science-based management comes into it then?
Yes, so at the University of Sydney, we've been working with the devil program since about 2006-07, predominantly on the disease itself. And then we started moving more into helping them make some of their management decisions as well. So we do a lot of the genetic analysis for them at the university, and then we provide that information to the government agency in real time, so they're not waiting for us to finish our research papers or waiting for our data to be published. We simply tell them what the answer to the question is immediately, and then they can use that information to make more informed decisions.
Could there be a day when we see this this cancer, this facial tumour, bred out of the population? Is that a realistic scenario?
No. I think actually what we just need to do now is really understand that the disease is part of the devil's landscape, and that we need to really just manage the devils in the landscape in the presence of disease. There's lots of different species that have different infectious diseases around the world. Chytrid in frogs is one of the other ones that comes to mind that we have in Australia. And it is very hard to get rid of these kinds of disease. So what you really want to do is try and maintain the species in the landscape, but then hope that the animals will co-evolve with the disease itself. So we do know that genetically out in the wild, the system is changing. There are some devils who have got the disease and the tumour has regressed in them, but the percentage of those individuals is very, very small. But there is something happening in the wild. But it was whether or not the species can survive long enough to co-evolve with the disease.
Absolutely. With those small population pressures you were talking about before, that's a huge issue for them.
Yes, definitely.
What can we do to support the conservation of Tasmanian devils?
So we do a variety of different activities. The Save the Tasmanian Devil program has the Devil Appeal, which helps support some of the vaccine research that is done down at the Menzies Medical Research Institute in Tasmania. And through Sydney University, we run crowdfunding campaigns about every year for different research projects. So, for example, a couple of years ago, we ran a crowdfunding campaign because nobody had ever gone to investigate where the devils were down in southwest Tasmania. We had some indication that they were there because the hikers and the rangers had, we sent them poo packs. Sounds not very sexy for a Sunday morning breakfast, but we gave these packs with some images of different types of animal scat, and they picked up scat and sent it to us, and we were able to identify that there were Tasmanian devils down in the World Heritage Area and that they had different genetic variants to what we had seen previously.
Wow.
And because it's a pilot project and it's, you know, pretty expensive to get down to the southwest of Tasmania, we ran a crowdfunding campaign and we had an amazing amount. 106 donors gave us funding, and we were able to go down there in a helicopter and actually trap some Tasmanian devils and not only take genetic samples for them and show that they are different to other devils we have within the insurance population, but more importantly show that they actually didn't have disease. So that was a pretty significant contribution.
Wow, it's a really important work that you're doing, Carolyn. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and explaining a bit more.
Okay, thanks for having me.
That was Dr. Carolyn Hogg, Research Manager of the Australasian Wildlife Genomics Group at the University of Sydney, talking to us about the risks facing Tassie devils and what needs to be done to support conservation efforts. We'll pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show.